Miss Christian.
Demon. 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 Demon.
Turn it down.
What, you demon?
No. Demon. Talk to me. Sorry. It's in Spanish.
I'm not Spanish.
Welcome. Welcome, John. Thanks for coming.
Are we recording?
Heads up. You don't need nobody's heads up.
That's crazy. I'm sorry. I have a lot.
Nobody's heads up. You good.
That's crazy.
That's how you get the bloopers.
Yes.
I see.
That's exactly how you get the bloopers.
Well, thanks for having me. You know, I have a life. I had some things to do.
Yeah, what'd you do today? Let's talk about it. How was your weekend?
It was supposed to be calm and relaxing. It was not.
Oh, shit. So what happened?
I had a baby shower, which I thought was Friday, but, you know.
How'd you forget that it was?
Sunday? I have a lot of things going on. And I don't write a lot of things down. You know, I'm trying to exercise my muscle memory, and it's going trash. Y'all should know that. So I've been starting to write a lot of things down, but I knew it was this weekend. I didn't know what day it was or where it was. And I found out today.
So why you don't? So you knew nothing.
I knew nothing. When is this airing?
This is airing next week.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we had a lot of things going on in the studio too. So today we had like Honcho, Meek Mill. I missed all that. I'm like, damn, I'm sorry. Family first today.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, so wait. So you didn't go?
To what? Work?
Honcho.
No, I didn't go to Honcho. I didn't go to see. Shout out to Shauna. I ain't go see Meek Millie.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Shauna.
Yeah, so I ain't see none of that because, you know, my family had a gathering.
Okay.
For the second baby that's the same sex. Putting that out there.
Why are you so upset by this?
Because we're having a baby shower for a baby. That's a boy. Again.
So what?
The second kid.
Why are you just not? So, you know.
You put to only have a baby shower, like, for the first kid? And if a gender difference, like if
really,
if it's a girl, that's what I'm told.
So you don't want to have a baby shower for every single baby?
No, the
why?
Fuck? For what?
I thought that was the point of a baby shower.
To do what?
To celebrate.
You want to tell me you have a baby shower for the third baby?
John, let me tell you something.
What?
If I have tree picnic,
mm-hmm,
and two of them girl and one of them boy, you better be at all three of them shits.
I'm gonna miss
tell
the
you
middle
right
one.
Now. Wow, that's fucked up.
It's already a girl. I did this already. Right. Nigga, it's just, you giving out hand-me-downs at this point. What, you want me to go get the gift back and then re-gift it?
No, you give another gift.
No, I'm not. I didn't give one this time. I gave one the first time.
Did you give a gift this time?
No, but I won one.
What'd you win?
I won the Pamper smelling contest.
Pamper smelling.
You got to guess what's in the Pamper?
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what did you win?
A bottle of wine.
Okay. What kind of wine? Was it the Issa Rae wine?
No, it was not the Issa Rae wine, but it's a bottle of wine. I'll bring it over to share it on video.
Wow, you're just gonna go share it with her and you're not gonna share it with me. That's kind of crazy.
That's my honey baby boo boo.
Wow, that's my honey baby boo boo.
I'm here to share the wine and everything else she wants.
Wow. But me, it's fuck Brie, huh?
I can help you with that.
Wow.
That sounds like
I can't. I can't believe this. I'm just getting ditched.
Is your heart hurting?
It is.
You brokenhearted?
Brokenhearted.
I know a guy that can fix that for you.
No, you don't.
I do. No.
No, you don't.
No, it ain't.
You don't have no man that could come fix my heart. The last man you gave me was terrible.
First, the last man I did not give. I did not give you anybody. I never gave you anybody. You stole my friend. I never gave you. I did not give you anybody. Woo! You try to call me dark skin? All right, say about saying it. Heard you.
Terrible.
I'm dark skin too.
Yeah, but I never gave you nobody. You stumbled on that one.
You
on
did.
Your own. No,
you
I
did give me that person.
I did not.
And
I did my business.
You the lies.
I did not give you anything.
You gave it to me.
I introduced you to somebody.
And that means you gave it.
What
that
mean?
That's your.
So you know what? For now, I won't shake nobody's hand. No, I'm not.
Oh, trust me, I'm not.
I'm not interested in nobody.
Trust me, I'm not. No, I need you to invite.
I'm not inviting nobody.
No.
Because apparently that means I'm doing something.
No. You need to introduce me to the ones with the money. Not the ones that are still struggling and trying to figure it out.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I need the ones with the guaranteed money.
That's crazy.
I don't mind white. Although I know you're not with that.
Like with what? Jungle Fever? You stay on.
John, I feel like you will X me out if I ever dated a white man.
I would not X you out for dating a white man. I would X you out for bringing home a white baby.
But what?
I can't.
Dog, I cannot. I fucking cannot.
I'm just saying, just know what you're getting into. I had this conversation literally last night with somebody. My man got his heart broken by a white woman who he's dated for 4 years. Hmm. All because she didn't understand the struggle of a man that has responsibility in his life.
What do you mean by responsibilities in his life?
I mean, he is...
Does he have a kid?
No, not that side of responsibility. He has no kid, but, you know, he takes care of his family. He's only male in his family. His grandma's older, so she, like, put property in his name because, you know what I mean? So he helps out his family. And because of that, you know, home ownership ain't easy, especially when you got two houses in your name. He got to do this, he got to do that. His car broke down, got to get alternator gift, got to get an alternator. So, like, I may not be able to do certain things for Valentine's Day, like, go all out. And she don't understand that. She was like, well, I deserve this. I deserve that. You deserve to shut up. How about that?
Oh, fuck.
You can't appreciate the man. Like, you know how many niggas out here are trash? And this is a good man, respectfully. Ain't cheat on you, try to take care of his family, try to do this, that, and third. And ain't no mama's boy, but he takes care of you. You know what I mean? He try to do the best he can with you, with what he got. He got a decent job, but that ain't good enough.
Sometimes it's just not enough.
It's just clearly.
Sometimes it's just
not. It's just not enough when you're used to being a spoiled brat.
Wow. Like, wow. What's wrong being a little spoiled?
Ain't nothing wrong being a little spoiled, but you also have to have decent idea of getting things. Like, you know what I mean? You just think things are supposed to just happen your way, happen your way because you want it to. It's nuts.
I understand.
Like, you have no work ethic. You don't know what things is like to struggle. You don't know what it's like to struggle.
Okay, what do you mean by no work ethic? Does she not have a job?
I don't know if she got a job, but you got like, he ain't got a job. You got like, he a bum. He ain't no bum. He ain't living off you.
He has other stuff going on in his life.
And you just think everything's supposed to be handed to you just because, why?
Maybe because you're cute.
That's it.
And you have good.
Her daddy is like, he's a retired guy now, but he was a police chief captain or something like that.
Oh, so that really spoiled. Priority like, looks a little different.
You know, my father told her, like, you must be out your mind. Like, this is a good man that has to, you know what I mean? When your daddy got to step in, you should really go look in the mirror, sweetheart.
Damn, not when your daddy step in.
But, you know, to each their own. I guess. It's like how certain black men be like, I can't date a white woman because her family would never understand my struggles. I feel like she can't understand my. She can't relate to me.
Do you agree with that?
I'm seeing it firsthand.
So is that a yes or is that a no?
I guess love is love, though. Tweet stay on.
Very interesting that you say that because we were talking only about
you care about is green. But go ahead.
That was really aggressive. That was very aggressive. But
only
that
I care about Lydia.
Wow.
What I did?
The only person he cares about is Lydia.
The only color I care about is Lydia.
The only color I care about is Lydia. You're fucking nuts.
And white on her toes.
Coincidentally, we were talking about the BBL movement from Dr. Umar, and I'd love your perspective on that.
What did Dr. Umar say? Like, what you mean?
Oh, do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. So we're going to play it for you.
Oh, you talking about when he was talking about with Yachty?
Yeah. So give me
your
thoughts.
I did see that.
Okay. Do you think there's some validity to what he's saying? Do you think it's crack of bullshit? What do you think?
I think he has some good... I mean, I'm not mad at it.
What does that mean?
I'm not mad at it. I can understand where he's coming from.
Okay.
I don't understand where Yachty was coming from, too. Like, I just think he has a different perspective, but they both kind of hit it on the nail. How about yourself? Would you get a BBL?
No.
No? Why not? You used to be a big girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't need it.
Oh,
I
so
still
you,
got
yeah,
a
you,
butt.
You seen what lettuce and things can do for you in working out?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't go get one? All right. You're talking about you still got a butt. Relax.
I still got a butt, so it's fine. I'm cool with that. As long as I don't lose my butt, that's all that matters.
Oh, so you lost your
the butt,
though.
And thighs. That's
and
all I care
about. And you lost your
butt
and thighs. Let's say.
I would be devastated.
So you
and I
BBL?
Will eat. No, I'll eat. I will go back
to
being
fat. Are you BBL shaming right now?
No, I'm actually not. I actually don't mind the BBLs. I just don't like them when they're too egregiously big.
Yeah.
But I don't mind a BBL. Like Drea's body.
I don't mind a BBL.
Gas.
Gas. All right.
Gas.
Relax.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. Die at that point.
Die. You might as well die at that point.
What did the Dr. Umar say about the BBL community?
Basically, that it's... It's black men specifically. Over sexualize black women and force us to get BBOs.
I mean, we do say, I don't see, that's the thing. Like, you can't say just the women, like black women, because we over sexualize women in general. Like,
you did.
Like, think about Baywatch. That was mostly white women. Pamela Anderson, we love me some Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, but Pamela definitely got her boobs fucking done.
Yeah, but I mean, nonetheless, it was a thing though. It went from plastic surgery to like fake tits to BBLs. White women had fake tits. Now black women got BBLs, and now white women got fucking lip injections, lip fillers. Like, we sexualize women in general, not just black women. He just, you know, Dr. Omar. So he gonna make it about the black woman. Am I wrong?
Do you think there's some validity into the black women and what he's talking about? Yes, women what? In general. Black women.
I mean, I feel like, yeah. When it's monkey see, monkey do. When you see one person with the BBL, you see Dre in there with the BBL, you see Kim K with the BBL, mm-hmm. You know, they start following suit. Me, I'm more of a natural body type of woman. Like, guy, I like a natural body. You
here
know
we
mean?
Go, Jesus.
I do. I love me a little Coi Leray. But at the same
time. Yeah, you are consistent with this Coi.
I love Coi.
You are consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You're consistent.
Yeah,
so.
Haters. Now everybody want to be on Coi Leray. Nah, where was y'all? Where was y'all back when she was with Trippie Redd and though?
We were not looking at her because she was with Trippie Redd.
I'm looking at her. I don't know that nigga.
What? What do you mean?
Why would you not look at her because she was with Trippie Redd?
Because why is that your choice of man?
Hey, I know. I feel like you could tell a lot about a woman by the man she dates.
Yeah.
So I feel
so
like.
So what does that tell you?
That I could back Coi Leray.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't. So just because she's with Trippie Redd, that means you definitely have a chance.
Definitely.
Wow.
Definitely. Sometimes you be like, you let this nigga hit? Oh, that's out of here. Don't let me meet
So y'all really do think like that?
Yes, why?
Why?
Because.
So Lydia, so fucking Clay wasn't off.
Who Clay?
Clay from the show. Repeat yourself.
What Clay? You mean that guy that told that lady no when he was at the wedding altar? What he say?
Similar to your.
What did he just say?
I said that you could tell a lot by a woman by who she date, and because Coi Leray dated Trippie Redd, I could bag her. Who you dated?
None of your goddamn business.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
He's trying to figure out.
He said, "I'm just trying to figure it out." Oh my God. Okay, so. Let's get into these topics. Nas and Hov competition continues.
Does it?
Yeah, it does.
What happened?
Recently, Nas announced a $5 billion proposal to transform the Resorts World Casino into a state-of-the-art casino complex in Jamaica, Queens.
Damn.
And Hov, through Roc Nation, have partnered with Caesars Entertainment to propose a boutique-style casino in the iconic 1515 Broadway office tower in Times Square, the old MTV building.
Well, yeah, we heard about that. Ain't that why they closed down the 4040?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you think any of these are good businesses for New York City at this point?
No.
Damn. Fuck.
Honestly, I fuck with Hov, I fuck with Nas, both as businessmen.
Mm-hmm.
But to be from this city, I don't think it's added any value to the city. First of all, the park is outrageous already. Okay? Secondly, everything out here is going up. Mad people are leaving the city because they can't afford to be out here.
Yeah.
So how does adding a casino to it
generate
help that?
More?
Generate, I mean, that's generate more. It makes things cooler. You know
maybe
what I mean?
More jobs.
Bruh, please. These Damn. Jobs don't pay enough as is to live out here. That's the problem. The jobs out here don't pay enough. We're in a recession. People are getting laid off. Look at UMG. How many people are getting laid off right now?
That part.
And you talking about building a casino?
That part. And a lot of people lost their job over at UMG.
Exactly. So we building casinos out here. There's other ways to generate revenue. And it's going to be like fucking when the Barclays came to Brooklyn. Everything
I
went up.
That
a lot
again.
Of people got
Everything
place.
Went up. Every people had to move.
Everybody went to Atlanta. Atlanta became a new hotspot. Like, all you're doing is, you for people that are from the city and claim to love the city, respectfully, I feel like you're doing things to hurt it, though.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't mad at the Barclays because Brooklyn needed a team. I ain't mad at that. Although I seen everything that came after it too, so it was like a give and take. And now they filling up every little lot with apartment buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So
affordable housing.
Affordable housing, my ass. It ain't affordable. You gotta make a certain amount just to be in that bitch.
Yes.
All right. Fuck. Even the project. The project is based off your income now. Like, it,
really?
I know people that moved out the project because it was costing too much. It was easier for them to go buy a house. They all, like, you grab your family, you go buy a house because the projects was just going up.
Wow.
So, like, no. Damn. A casino? You talking about putting it in Queens?
Yeah. Jamaica, Queens. I only think that that's a little off, A, because they already have a casino out there, and B, we already saw how Fat Tuesdays went out in Queens.
How Fat Tuesdays went out? With the fight?
Yes.
Yeah. It went down.
Yeah.
I remember that a while back.
Yeah. And I don't think we should ever, you know, experience that again. I think we should just leave that alone.
You're too classy. We need to bring some of that old New York back.
Yeah, I'm a little too classy now.
Nah, you're too classy.
The Sea Breeze. Yeah, Sea Breeze is done. As soon as Sea Breeze left, it was over.
Damn.
That was a staple. Sea Breeze and Empire. As soon as Empire. Both of them dipped, it was over.
And they got was the done. Empire, Sea Breeze. What's that joint that used to be in Washington Heights? That going too?
Casa Confuego?
I don't know what that is. It was like the shit that was on the beach type.
Yo, Liddy, you know.
She called you old.
What was it? You know what that, what's that club that was at the, yeah. Salsa con fuego?
You have to drive underneath. Yeah. Like a BQE type of bridge type thing. And it was at the
end. It's not salsa con fuego.
La Marina.
There you go.
La Marina. That's yeah, it. Yo.
There you go.
La Marina. Yep.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Wait, that closed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that been closed.
That been closed.
You want to come outside? You got to come outside more. I'm going to take you out. I'll go there too.
I don't know nothing.
I can't. Nigel from American Idol got hit with another lawsuit.
American Idol.
Nigel from American Idol.
Who on Nigel again? The black one?
No, the white, the British one.
Nigel?
Yes.
A lawsuit?
Yes.
I know he had the first one.
Yes. What happened? Paula Abdul accused him of sexual assault.
Paula Abdul, the other co-host?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going down on my
And now he's hit with a fourth lawsuit, a fourth sexual assault lawsuit after hours after denying Paula's accusations.
What did Paula say he did?
Paula said he was getting frisky. The last article that I read, he invited her over to talk business, but then it became very like intimate and sexual.
Did she leave or did she indulge?
She left.
Okay.
She left.
Okay.
But it was on two separate occasions that this happened. So.
Then she didn't learn the first time.
Sure didn't.
She left the second time too?
Yes.
Okay. I ain't mad at it.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's kind of, see, that's what I'm trying to tell people. Don't be trying to like taught the girls inside, like, the workplace.
Really? That's your advice?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it could get sticky. Like, that shit could turn on you real quick. One, all right, let's say they don't accept the advances. You get a situation like that. Let's say they do accept the advances, and then you got a breakup. Then it's awkward, and depending on how the breakup go, it could get real sticky out that bitch. Like, I tend to stay away from people in the workplace if I can. That's why I date civilians, if you will.
Not civilians. Not civilians.
Yes.
Civilians.
Civilians. Teachers.
Hey, you know you love
therapists.
You know you love you a teacher, Jesus.
Love me a therapist.
You police love officers. You a teacher.
Social workers. You know, they don't make that much.
He's crazy.
You know.
The 2024 Dreamville lineup has been announced.
Who won that bitch?
Oh.
I want to go to Dreamville. I've never been.
I've never been either.
Take us.
I wish I can. SZA, Chris Brown, JID, Lil Yachty, Schoolboy Q, Sexy Red, Jeremih, Earth Gang, Tizo, Touchdown, Lil Tyler, Domani, J. Cole, Nicki Minaj, Rema, Jeezy, Monica, Ray Schumer, Key Glock, Bass, Mooney Long.
Money Long.
So it's Money. It's not Mooney.
I call it Money Long.
Okay. Kaz, Omen, Tia Karan, and Chase Shakir.
Okay. I ain't mad at it. Who else? They said who?
I'm here for Yachty. The Chris Brown and the SZA.
Yachty. I mean, I've never seen Chris Brown perform, so I want to see
that. Nah, he's amazing.
I want to see that.
He is amazing.
I'm definitely here for SZA. I'm here for Cole.
I don't know if I'm here for SZA.
No?
I don't know, because her performance are touch and go. Like, some of them are really, really good. Others is like, you just pulling up, giving D energy.
Damn. First time I heard that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in touch and go. But for the rest of them, I'm pretty excited to see them. Schoolboy Q's album came out.
Yeah. You heard it?
Yeah.
You fuck
really
with
good.
I ain't hear it yet.
It's really good. Did you listen to Meek Mill's?
He came out with an album?
Yeah.
Nah.
Five Pack.
Oh. Well, nah.
It's not really a
it's
full
on SoundCloud?
Album. Nah.
Is that thing on streaming?
So in
the last days. Joint he came out with on SoundCloud.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. He put a mixtape out. What, Flames 5 or something like that?
Oh, no, this one is on DSPs.
Oh, I didn't check it out.
Yeah.
No.
But But yeah, this lineup.
Honestly, I gotta keep up better with new music coming out on Friday. But I ain't know. Schoolboy Q I knew came out, but I ain't got a chance to touch it yet.
Yeah. But it's pretty good. Definitely check it out.
I'm trying to get the Dreamville. Maddie P, what up, baby?
Not you over here trying to.
Maddie P, holla at me, dog. What up? Millhouse, my dog.
Not Millhouse.
Anybody.
I hate you. Why you like this? Mike Tyson and Jake Paul.
Bro.
That nigga just fell back. Why?
I hate this.
Why?
I hate this.
Why?
I'm no fan of the Paul brothers as is.
You're not.
Who is?
I know some people that are fans.
Are you?
No.
Lydia? Oh, who? Jake Paul and them?
She don't even know who that is.
I bet. I love you. One, I don't feel like Mike Tyson need to be fighting anybody. Like, I understand Mike in his prime. I still think Mike got some power behind them punches.
He does,
but he still don't need to be fighting nobody. The fuck? Leave Mike Tyson alone.
Okay, well, it's exclusively on Netflix.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. The fight is going to be live on Netflix, which is funny because Netflix also did the, the Actors Guild Awards?
I didn't know that.
Screening Actors, they did it on Netflix.
I'm coming over here to watch it.
Listen, you're more than welcome to. I don't care.
Yeah, because I don't got Netflix no more. My ex took that back.
What?
Not even her, for real. Her sister. I can't.
They just took the Netflix account back from you? Oh, my God. They deleted your profile?
I didn't have a profile. I was using hers, you know?
Oh, so they just took you. They just signed your ass out.
Yeah, because they had my HBO, right? And the HBO, I went through my cable company. The cable company took my HBO off, my package.
Oh.
And I didn't know.
They didn't tell you?
No, they don't tell me. They don't tell you shit. They be like, you try to get that shit. Like, what the fuck? You made me call. You have to call them. So I'm calling them. Like, oh, yeah, it's not part of the package anymore. I'm like, so what am I paying y'all for? Anyway, I didn't know. They realized it, right?
And kicked your ass right off.
Kicked my ass off the Netflix. I'm like, y'all some haters.
Hey, you should have got the. You should have got HBO by yourself.
Trifling.
But who you got?
Sorry, stop playing.
I'm just saying, who you got?
I don't even know.
Why?
I'm gonna put my money on Mike.
Really?
I don't like these Paul brothers.
Damn.
I respect it because Jake Paul does take boxing serious.
Yes.
He does. So why are you taking it so serious? Why are you fighting Mike Tyson?
Because who else would I want to fight?
Fight somebody for real. Who else has he fought?
That's a good point.
You not even fighting Iron Mike in his prime. Like, you fighting old Mike who just saying, fuck, let's spar.
Do you think it's going to be a real fight?
A real fight?
Yeah.
I don't know. Depends on how Jake Paul feel about beating up an old man.
He better not fucking beat Mike up. He better not. I will fucking call.
I'm mad they got my older
Mike
Tyson.
I will call Dr. Umar. Like, you better not beat fucking Mike Tyson up.
How old is Mike Tyson?
He's got to be in his 60s.
Gotta be.
He's got to be in his 60s.
Hey, what are we doing?
He has to be. Look it up, sis. If you don't.
He's 57.
My nigga's fucking 60 years old.
Damn.
Round up. 60 years old. So you think it's going to be Mike that wins this?
If it goes to it, for real. I think ain't nobody going to get knocked out on it. It's going to go to a decision. But, like, as far as boxing IQ, he got more experience than Jake Paul. So I think he could give him a run for his money. I'm not sure if anybody's going to get beat up for real in the ring.
But don't you think Tyson's, like, big years was only about four?
4 years?
Yeah.
So? That before all the other shit got in the way. Like jail.
Like I said, like jail. This is true.
I'm so excited for the fight coming up with the kid from Euphoria. The one that with the little brother that got killed. The little brother in Euphoria that used to...
Him.
Yeah.
He's going into a fight?
Yeah, he a boxer.
Really?
He's making his first pro match.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm. I'm more excited to see that than this bullshit.
Wow. Damn.
Jake Paul ain't gonna fight some prime time fighters and stop trying to do this little, whatever the fuck he calls it.
Expedition match?
Expedition money grabs. Cause it was Logan Paul that fought Mayweather, no?
Yeah.
That was Logan Paul, mm-hmm. Right? I ain't about trying to see this shit.
Yeah, it wasn't Jake, it was Logan.
These niggas better go fucking get some real fights.
I'm screaming. Okay, so there's T in the baddie Zeus world.
You watch this?
I do. I used to. I don't have Zeus anymore.
You are toxic.
I don't have Zeus anymore. So
what happened?
Stunna Girl exposed Natalie Nunn for allegedly cheating on her husband with Curtis.
I heard about this.
Yeah. So
I didn't watch it. So
the audio from Letty, basically he was going off saying that Natalie is a pathological liar. She don't own nothing about baddies. I own everything.
Let me hear the owner. He is the owner of Zeus.
Yeah.
So he owns the content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but Natalie walked around for all these years saying that she owns baddies.
Well, I know in the beginning stages of Zeus, he was doing deals where he was doing like an equity play with the show. So if you like Ray J, executive producer show, he would do like ownership deals with
of the show.
Yeah. But that was early on in the Zeus realm. So at this point, when baddies came along, she don't own shit.
You don't think that?
No.
Damn.
Clearly, he just made it known.
Yeah, but you also said it in the beginning. Yeah, that can change now, but in the beginning, did she have any ownership in it?
No.
Damn.
Because it was by show. Like she might have a prime part in the baddies. Like especially if you want to give it like director credits and executive producer credits, have her like run it.
Is that the same thing as Jocelyn? Because Jocelyn's on.
Jocelyn, I believe, owns her shit.
She owns her shit.
Own part of her shit.
Okay.
I believe so because she came on early. I think she came on early. I think Ray J came on early.
Ray J did come on early.
But I think Jocelyn for sure.
Okay.
Shout out to Jocelyn. Like, don't quote me on that, but for sure.
Shout out to Jocelyn. But yeah. So you already know about the situation. Natalie admits to taking a break in her marriage and fucking with Curtis over, I think, maybe 2 years ago.
It was just weird, though. She's like, yeah, my husband know, my kid know. Your kid's like 10. Why did your kid know?
Yeah, why did your kid know that? It's weird.
Like, she's just trying to save face, and I think she did too much. She did a Meek Mill where you're saying too much because you got caught up.
Got it.
Like,
okay.
scale it back, you know what I mean?
Reevaluate
the situation, mm-hmm. And say what you got to say. Don't just jump out the window saying, nah, 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 just because you got caught up.
This is a fact.
What do you feel about that, Linda? Did she tell you about this?
She don't even know nothing about Natalie Nunn and the baddies role.
God bless you. You don't even know about that rap.
She don't know nothing about that. She don't even watch TV. Barely.
She don't need to know nothing about that. It's okay.
I don't keep up with nothing.
She don't. Not a goddamn thing.
I'm gonna do better. No,
you're not. No, she's not. Do you think it's fair that people are dragging her for cheating on her husband, although she said that they were separated?
See, that is a secret. Exactly.
Is that what? I could go fuck whoever the fuck I want.
So who said that? You said that or they said that?
Oh, that's her. This nigga right here.
That's you said
that's
that.
Right, Bria.
That's what you said. That's not what they said.
They didn't say that.
She didn't have to say it. She moved that way.
No, just because she moved that way doesn't mean that's what's...
Said.
Yeah, agreed upon. What the hell?
Well, she went and go fuck with her whole fucking castmate, so do I really... I don't know about the girls.
But definitely Curtis.
Definitely Curtis. I seen the pictures. They didn't have to say it. I saw the videos. They was tonguing, making out, kissing on each other, eating coochie and ass.
And wait, on the video?
No.
Oh. Come on now. Fake news.
No, it's not fake news that there were videos of them.
Yeah,
kissing.
But like, I mean, it depends on, like you said, it depends on how her husband feel about that.
Clearly,
like,
he all right with it.
That sounds like an entanglement, Jada Pinkett, Will Smith situation.
Facts.
And I'd be ready to smack somebody.
Here you go. Here you
me and Curtis,
go.
Curtis would have to see me.
Curtis would have to see
Curtis
you?
Curtis would have to see me.
Why? You separated.
All right. In that case, then I want another separation so I could go catch up. Because clearly, I was out here doing that. And if I did, it didn't come to light.
It didn't come to light. So now you would go back just to get it in the light?
I ain't gonna go back in the light, but I'm definitely gonna go catch a fade with somebody. I gotta go knock something off. I need to fuck your mama, your sister, something gotta happen.
Not fuck your mama, your sister.
You fuck the castmate. That's basically you fucked your work husband. I feel away. So I need to go get mine off with like the lady at the grocery store or something.
Why not just go get the lady that you work with?
Because I told you how I feel about that.
Okay.
That's
right.
Why. Pay attention.
You're right.
Keep up.
You're right.
It's your podcast.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Who am I? Who am I to judge?
You're not women will be paying attention to them, man.
Mm. Speaking of Christina Mackey.
Ha! Ha!
She confirms her breakup with Mr. Ricky Rose.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm.
Who saw that one coming? Who would have thought?
So I'm assuming you knew that was going to
happen. I think we all knew that was coming. Everybody but her, apparently.
Why?
Because she was too fucking overzealous. She was a little too hyped to be with fucking Rick Ross. Yes, she was posting everything. She was just, she was down. She was talking down on all the other exes. Christina Mackey.
And know what's funny?
She's a really cute girl, but.
You know this? Because she's a relationship therapist or whatever the case may be. Like, she does a lot of the relationship counseling.
Is she a therapist?
I'm going to say therapist, but she, like, does, like, consulting work, relationship consulting. She, like,
I don't think I would ever go to her as...
And what's funny, because she do all this preaching, and everybody used to fuck with her. They start dating Rick Ross, and went, it's Christina Mackey, no H. It's funny, because I met her before. She used to be signed to Benny, the Butcher.
Really?
She used to be BSF.
I mean, she can sing.
Yeah, she can. She was on tour with him back in, like, 2019, 2020.
Oh, that would kind of make sense into why Rick didn't sign her. Got it. Okay, that makes sense. Huh?
She must have.
She didn't delete her Instagram. There's no way.
She probably cleaned it up, though.
Ain't no Ricky here.
Yeah, because they broke up.
Because they broke up. Why would the pictures be there?
Oh.
Yeah, they broke up.
Gone.
And we found out because Rick Ross was playing in the gym, and she turned off her live.
Yo, I love that video. She looks so hurt.
She looks devastated.
Devastated.
She looks fucking devastated. Hurt. I'm like, damn.
Now, you didn't see that one coming?
I did.
I think we all did. She was doing too much in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? When they be like 4 months, 6 months girlfriend, I'm like, you was only with this man for six months going this hard?
Yes.
Like, and the part I don't like is she was doing too much because Rick Ross, right before they got together, he had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the baby was like only a month old, something like that, before they got together.
Yes.
And she over here posting the baby, commenting on the baby stuff.
I think that sealed her relationship end.
Yeah, I'm like, so yeah, clearly you causing havoc with me, my baby mama, because she don't know you. And the baby mama's out here wilding like, you must have lost your rabbit ass mind.
But I heard Christina was living with Rick, so I thought that would be a little different.
Look, she must have, because she was living in Atlanta, then she was in L.A., then we see her in Miami, posting Rick Ross. So I think she's living out there, and clearly she's still out there. But according to his ex, that's what he do. You know what I mean? He'll date you, get rid of you, put you up in a little house for like an apartment for like a year, pay your lease, and then get rid of you, and that's it.
Damn.
At least she got some new teeth out of it. She can't be that hurt.
Damn. Well, they always get new teeth.
It was just crazy to me.
All of them get new teeth.
I think that's more appalling than BBL.
Teeth? Yeah, I do too. I agree.
Because, like, they always tell you, if there's nothing wrong with your teeth, don't go playing with your teeth. Like, because root canals and these veneers and things like that.
Are expensive.
It's expensive, and they're not forever. Like, you got to get them done, like, every 10 years or some shit like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, you got to go, yeah. It's not forever.
I thought the veneers were forever.
Nah.
They have a shelf life.
Yeah. So, why would you go playing with your teeth?
So, why are you playing with your teeth?
There's nothing wrong with her teeth.
Get them done again, right?
I hope you get some money off your Mackie body, because Rick Ross ain't there no more.
Yeah, facts.
Mm-hmm.
There's
a bunch of stuff that come with those teeth.
Wow.
It's like I'm not about to do it. I'm gonna just keep my teeth, bro. And I got nice teeth.
That part.
There's nothing wrong with her teeth, but yeah, I did not feel bad. Actually, when they sent me that, I was dying because I'm like, finally, like, what took so long?
Yo, I'm not gonna hold you. I sent it to CJ. CJ was like, I told you this shit was gonna happen. I was like, damn.
So what, they've been together 6 months?
Yes.
6 months. That's all she lasted.
Right after my girl.
Who your girl? And that's another thing. She was trying to come at Pretty V.
Yeah. Yeah, she was coming at all the exes.
Pretty V ain't do nothing.
These bitches don't have nothing on me. Our relationship is different.
And she was
mom's word.
V was just like,
yeah, V kept classy. She's like, oh, no, I ain't got nothing to do with this. I don't know why you bringing me up. Because she was asked about Pretty V, like, how you feel about his other relationship with, like, Pretty V. And she tried to shit on her. I'm like, yo, she ain't do nothing to you.
Tried to shit on all his other relationships.
Which is crazy.
That's why the baby mom was coming after that ass.
Who's the baby mom?
Tia.
She
Tia's fucking crazy, but she's just as crazy. She's just as crazy as Rick, which I don't understand why they're not together.
Because they the old, she the old. I think she the first baby mama, right?
Oh.
She the original baby mama.
Yeah, she the original one. Okay, that,
she nuts. But that makes sense, because they old school. Who knows?
Influencer.
Okay. Is she? She got a job? That's her job?
I said influencer.
Oh, God bless.
Amen.
Must be nice. You got pretty feet, Lydia.
Thank you. They're
pretty nubby.
Breeze is, too. It's my brother in the family.
Thanks. Club Shay Shay.
My man, Shay Shay.
Hey. Uncle Shay Shay. He said, fuck the haters. They could talk all their shit, and he made more money off the Cat Williams interview on YouTube than he's ever made in his entire football career.
find that hard to believe, but okay.
Why?
I don't know how YouTube pays out. How much followers does he have on YouTube?
Let's see.
And if he do, because Shannon Sharp wasn't no trash ass football player. He was, you know what I mean? Shannon was up there, but then again, he was in a different time too. So I don't know. But I want him though. Fuck it.
Oh, 2.96 million.
Oh, then he might really be getting some money. Hold up.
Really?
Yeah, he might get some money for 2.9 million subscribers.
Service.
And you got how many views that drink got? Yeah,
that shit got over 15 million views at this point.
And he probably sponsored too, but he's not even sponsored for. I think he might sponsor himself because he has own liquor.
Oh, so that's his liquor.
The Shay?
Yeah,
the brown stuff he be drinking. That's his joint. Yeah.
Oh, so he's keeping all that money to himself then.
So yeah, he probably making everything off everything. He's probably making some good money.
Go ahead, Shay.
Go Shay.
Make your
go,
money.
Go Shay.
In new music world, 4Bats dropped the Act 2 Date at 8
remix
featuring Drake.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
No, I haven't listened to music yet.
Okay. Let me know how
I saw about it though. Because I saw that he signed the EP deal with OVO too.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm mad at it. A lot of people seem like, first of all, everybody was in a bidding war for Bad.
For him.
Mm-hmm. Two, he signed an EP deal. That's basically like saying you signed a distribution deal. So after he dropped the EP, he's probably free to leave. It ain't like he signed OVO like a real label. If he signed, they'd be like, yo, you signed a deal to OVO. They said that. All right, boom. But the fact that they say he signed an EP deal is telling.
Got it. Okay.
Which means he probably signed something along the lines of distribution.
Which means that after the EP, he's either going to leave or he can keep distributing his music. Okay. Got it. Okay. Well, Twitter was discussing his success and questions if he's R&B or not.
Do you
think he's a traditional R&B artist?
He's not traditional R&B, but do you classify him as R&B?
What would you classify him as?
He ain't rapping. What would you call him?
So what is he doing?
R&B.
So you do classify him as R&B?
I mean,
he's
singing. Like, it's not even like a melody type of ordeal. He's actually, like, singing.
So you do classify him as R&B?
I would. I don't know what else you would call him. Melodic? Because I feel like he got more depth than melodic.
Yeah, I do too. Based off of the songs, I think he is a little bit more
depth. It's just
not
traditional R&B. R&B's form has changed throughout the years.
Yeah, so definitely has.
You can't just call it that.
A lot of chatter about him being an industry plant and guaranteed success. He's garnered 10 million monthly subscribers on Spotify with 3 songs at 2 minutes each.
I mean, I ain't going to hold you. That's high suspect. That's real suspicious. But I felt the same way about Friday.
And wait, Friday the singer?
Yeah.
Really? Why?
I feel like he ain't had that much shit out. But they say he was a writer before and this, that, and third. But I ain't know that. I'm like, this nigga came out of nowhere. He just popped up on God did. Come on now. What are we talking about? He just gonna pop up on, and then his follow up was like some shit with like Meek Mill and Lil Wayne. I'm like, mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm.
Where this nigga came from?
Mm-hmm.
4Bats? But you know what it is? 4Bats was broke via 4 Shooters Only.
Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah.
He did that and he went up. So honestly, and that was his own camp, his own doing. So he probably didn't release that much music. He probably just getting started before that.
And then signed to OVO. That makes me put this a little, that's a red flag for me.
It's not a red flag. Because look, if you put a song by yourself, and you promoting your joint. All right,
you
I got
only
some
got
money.
3 songs out.
I got 3 songs out. I like this one. I got some money. Let me go on 4 Shooters Only. Shit goes up. People got more attention on me. People are looking at me. I'm working on a project on the back end, but I'm working this one song right now. So, which makes sense, why he signed an EP deal. He probably don't got enough music after signing up to do.
That's true. Catalog might not be all the way there.
And they probably not trying to dedicate themselves to nothing if he only got his catalog in there like that.
That's true. I'm only, my biggest concern is I've seen artists link up with OVO Sound and die. I've seen also Drake take that whole shit and run with it.
Like, he gonna do that.
But then he don't have a fighting chance.
Who do you think this, like, cause I had this debate the other day with Drew,
mm-hmm.
like when it came to OVO, because I feel like there are some people on there that has success.
Who?
Division.
Excuse me?
Division.
Okay, I guess.
I guess. You don't like Division?
I'm not putting him against Weeknd. Let me be honest with you. If we're talking real success, No, Division didn't make it.
But I
mean, Majid Jordan didn't make it.
Majid Jordan, I feel like they have
McConan
their
didn't make it.
Who?
McConan didn't make it.
Okay, McConan, I can feel
it. There's mad niggas that didn't make it, bro.
But I feel like Division
Party
made
next
Party
door
Next Door
still fighting for his life.
You think
right
he fighting?
Now.
That's
he's
on
still
Party.
Fighting
he
for
stopped
his
putting
life
out music.
Why though?
I don't know. I don't got the answers. Shout out to my OVO family.
I love OVO, but yeah, nah, Party was fighting for his life for years. Come on.
I feel like Party had a good run, though. Party was in that.
He's
around
still
that,
coming out with music,
that
though.
Weekend
he just announced
that?
A new project.
Oh, they didn't even drop yet. Give him a chance.
Son, how long has Party been off the scene? Let's
but
be
I think
honest.
That, I think that's more so on Party, though. I think he did that for himself. I don't think that had nothing to do with OVO.
Okay.
I think the every time Division dropped, they go up, too. That last album was phenomenal.
It was.
Everybody fucked with Division.
But again, you're talking about Division and Weekend. Those are two different levels.
I
success.
Said Division and Party. You talking about the Weekend?
Yes, because those Weekend was there before Party.
Is the Weekend even on OVO? He's EXO.
He's EXO now. He but never signed to OVO,
exactly.
But he was heavily
affiliated
with
be
them.
Affiliated, not signed.
Okay.
It's like I feel like they got a lot of affiliations, but like clearly. They got the biggest artist in the world, though.
I think I'm not mad at the move. I just feel like it's very tricky when it comes to doing this too early. I feel like Bats is really still buzzing and getting the biggest artist on the fucking planet on your song doesn't help you as an artist. I don't see it helping.
But when you get the biggest artist on your song, it also protrudes the song. Like people.
Yeah,
song.
But then you hear
Drake's
the song.
Drake's done this with somebody else. So many people, all the artists.
But that's the thing. The song will overpower the artist. And then Drake leaves you, and then now you have the task of trying to introduce yourself to an audience and you only have a short amount of time to do it. And you have to crack it. Like, there's no, you can't fuck up.
Well, I think
you don't have room
for error. I think he's an
interesting
Friday did good with that. Because he started putting music out and they put his EP out when he was done.
Yeah, but did Friday have a huge Drake fucking feature as his first?
You had Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, and DJ Khaled.
Okay.
The fuck?
Okay. I guess. I still don't. Again, I love all three of them motherfuckers. But if we're being honest, Drake still beats all of them out.
I mean, probably in the current time, depending on who you're asking.
So this is why I say I'm a little hesitant. I get a little
you
hesitant.
You heard the song? I didn't
like
hear
that.
It yet.
I did.
You fuck with it?
Slap by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM. $500 for your fucking hair. $200 for your fucking nails. You running out of shoes to wear another pair. I come and slap by 8 p.m. What did I do to deserve you? Don't even know what I did. Been praying on it since a kid. I guess it's just luck if you say so. How you get all of that body and face though? What kind of water they serving in clay cold? This is me talking, it's not DNA, ho. Ready to pop out, but we gotta lay low. I really gotta calm down before I end up in jeopardy, just like the game show. Broski, my twin, that's my bestie. He love me, said I got a blessing. I swear he's gassing me up. There's no way in hell I see you passing me up. Almost said I loved your ass right after we fucked. Don't know why, girl, it was on the tip of my tongue. Yeah. Found someone I'm falling for. You hit me back with talking more now.
And there's a whole minute and 20 seconds left.
Of what, Drake?
Yes.
Well, he gonna do that. He gonna do that.
This is why I said, you chill out. Chill the fuck out.
Like, I fuck with it, though.
I fucks with it. I just am, again, I'm a little.
It's just too long.
It's too long. Like, cut that bitch in half. His verse shouldn't be that long. The song is good. The song is good enough. You could have gave him 16 bars, and that was it.
16 bars?
That's it.
True.
That's it, and call it a day. But yeah, I'm just waiting to see what happens with bats. And hopefully everything kind of like moves on and works at its best. Yeah, Meek dropped the album. We already talked about as an independent artist. He sold 6K.
Independently?
Yep.
That's good.
Future and Metro Boomin confirmed.
Confirmed what? Another one?
Album. Two collabs this year.
They need that. Future been quiet for a little minute.
I don't know if I'm...
You don't know if you're excited for it?
No.
I'm not a real huge Future fan.
Me neither.
But
I like Metro.
I fuck with Future. I fuck with both of them. I'm just not like I go looking for Future's music, but...
Same.
You know what I mean? I'm here for it.
Vultures 2 was announced.
Vultures 2? What? You talking about Rob?
Yay.
Yay?
Yeah, Yay and Ty Dolla $ign.
Already?
Yeah.
Didn't the first one drop like last week?
Maybe a month ago now.
You heard it?
Yeah.
You liked it?
Freddie Gibbs got the best verse.
I ain't mad at that.
But, you know, Freddie's only said some shit.
What he do now?
You didn't see his booty hole on fucking Instagram?
Don't go around looking for Freddie Gibbs' booty hole.
Nah, it was all over the place. His girlfriend leaked his booty hole picture.
Oh, I heard about
Valentine's
that.
Day shit with his new girlfriend. Fuck do I care. Cardi B dropped her new song. Did you hear it?
I know she was dropping music. I know they were playing with the album, talking about announcing it, but I know she dropped the song.
She dropped the song. She dropped it.
You fuck with it? I want to hear it.
I want to play it for you. Because I definitely want to know what you think. Hey, yo, let me put some gas. I don't know what that is. Sped up. We just need a regular fucking freestyle so it's clean here.
Hey, yo, let me put some gas in this motherfucking year, bitch. I ain't really talking my shit in a minute. Like, who the fuck these bitches really think they talking to? Like, bitches, who fucking dumb? Class C in a cunt. Block 10 money, get it spun. Like what? Like a coach bag, baby, this ain't what you want. If I ask for all I wanna hear is yes. Bitch said she wanna be my op, God bless. Look. Got dressed, any other that I took come after YS, oh man. So man, baby, here we go again. Pussy real fat, probably got a double chin. First that bitch hate me, then this bitch hates me. And somehow they link up and they become friends. Like how?
Thought?
It's not what, you know what I mean? I was expecting it here.
What were you expecting?
I was expecting nothing. Honestly, it's been a minute since I heard from Cardi. I think she do need to drop something. I don't know if that was the freestyle I was looking for.
Okay.
I think just dropping it was not it either.
Well.
She definitely should have came on radar. I knew this.
Damn.
I saw it. At least we got, like, the proper attention.
Rollout.
Not even a rollout. Like, the attention. Like, I didn't know that dropped.
It did. With a whole music video. She looks like, it's very, like, futuristic, Missy. She's in, like, a black and white fur bikini. She looks cute.
I fuck with Cardi, so I don't want to sit here and like try and downplay it, but like I fuck with Cardi a lot.
I like Cardi.
I don't know how I feel about that though.
So, the internet has been in an uproar because.
Wait, so this is what?
This is Bia.
Yeah.
That's Bia's track, and this is Cardi's.
Yeah. Okay.
You said what?
Maybe it's a remix.
Who's remixing? Cardi's remixing Bia's?
Maybe. Maybe it's another freestyle. I mean, she could use another beat for another freestyle.
This is true.
I'm not here to jump to conclusions. I got your back, Cardi. We're not going to let them do this to you.
I love Cardi, but I do hear similarities, which kind of fucking fucks me up a little.
How old is that Bia song?
Came off her last album.
I love Bia, too.
I love me some Bia. Now, that album slapped. I'm not going to hold you. That album is very good.
Bia, call me.
Okay, so Cardi was giving, because she previewed this.
See, I remember seeing this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Look, me versus you, and you know they're picking. She really fast if you know the difference. You know that it's hitting, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails, put a bear. I can survive in the coldest conditions.
Now, I love Cardi. This popped out the paper for me. this sounds a lot better than
the last. Yeah, that one was. This one's more
this
par for
one
her.
Is definitely more par for her.
What was the internet saying?
The internet is saying basically Cardi is biting off a Bia. And that she's specifically so Bia tweets 4 days before Cardi drops, said I wasn't really her, but then they imitated. Fast forward, there's an influencer, Armand Wiggins, that pointed out the connection between Cardi's style on this new single in comparison to Bia's songs. And so he pointed it out, and she clapped back at him, basically, like, saying that he's reaching. Fast forward, 2 days then later after that, there's a fan that the fan tweets, but Bia is definitely on Cardi's mood board a lot. And Bia tweeted back with, like, emoji faces. Off of first listen, I assumed that it was Missy Elliott. And Bia came out and was like, no, it's not a Missy sample. It's this other producer that I worked with, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, whatever.
That's on her A&R team then. Really? Cardi.
Who, Cardi or Bia?
Cardi's.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
But maybe it's the same producer. Maybe it's that.
So Joe also was talking about how the girl rapper wave is done.
Who said that?
Joe Budden. He also
what Joe said. What Joe said about the girl rapper?
Joe said the girl rapper wave been over. It's been over for a minute. It's quiet because
he lying. Cap. I ain't gonna say lying, but that's cap.
Why? Let's hear this. Because I actually do agree with Joe.
You agree with Joe?
Absolutely.
You think the girl rapper wave is over?
Yeah. I think whoever is in right now, you said. Any more new bitches? Clip for that.
Who's in right now? Who you consider in?
Especially Cardi.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about like younger girls.
Okay, bet.
In right now.
Flo Millie. I'll say Latto. I'll say Ice Spice. I'll say Doja Cat. I'll say Dochi. I'll say, yeah, we have them. But outside of those, we ain't getting no more. It's over for that. It's
about,
too much money.
Mellow Bucks. Mellow Racks. My fault.
Mellow Racks. Yeah, I know about Mellow. Clip for that. That ain't about to happen.
You don't think so?
No.
Crazy.
I don't think that's about to happen.
Mellow Racks. Wait. Let me see.
Joe basically, his premise is the whole send a girl to Columbia, get her body done, have her come back to the States, link her up with Mike Will, that whole thing, or get the rapper boyfriend as the co-sign. That whole shit, clip for that. It's over for that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What do you think about that's what I met for the first time? Mellow Bucks. She ain't none of that.
Mellow Racks?
Mellow
yeah, she
Bucks.
Tried to...
Mellow Bucks. Bucks from Chicago.
Oh, Mellow Bucks. You said Mellow Racks.
I said Mellow Bucks first, and then you made me rethink myself. I'm like, no, I'm talking about Mellow Bucks. Mellow Bucks out of Chicago. Mellow don't got no BBL, and I'm like, well, I don't know. But I don't think so. But she looks natural. Natural body for the most part. Don't talk about over-explicit sex. You know what I mean?
But she
could really spit.
She doesn't. Okay. You're telling me she doesn't talk about a lot of sex, but she has this on her.
All right. But that's not like a, you know what I mean.
Okay.
BBL,
so
fake titties,
cool.
Lip injection.
You want to keep going?
Yeah. Well, her too. That's my little homie, Cash. Cashmere.
But
going
that,
up.
But that's what he's saying. This is clip for this now.
It's not all. That's not all they got, though. Because look at her. Them little shy rat girls just started dressing like that yesterday. They're women. What do you
that's
want women
2023 November.
They're women nonetheless at the end of the day.
Yeah, but again, that I think that's Joe's whole point. Like that overly sexualization, like we've
we
seen
over it.
It. Yeah, bro, and you know that.
So what's the wave now? Because before it was the girls, you know, you had
okay.
The city girls. You had, who's out ooh. There with the city girls?
This is taking me down a fucking
who's out there with the city girls? Who else was out? You had your Cardi, your city
you
girl.
Cardi, the city girls. That was it. That's why City Girls
nah.
The fucking way.
You had Meg. Meg was
Meg came after.
Whatever. But that was around that was that wave.
Yeah, but that all wave started with Cardi. I hate to say it. Cardi started a whole new wave. Here's the thing. You asked me what I think is after this. I'll say, oh, I hate to say this. Ooh, don't judge me.
Ooh.
When I say this, don't judge me, okay?
Hey.
I think hip hop is clipped.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I told you, don't hate me when I say this, but I do think hip-hop is clipped.
That's crazy.
I do. They're not making as much money. They're not putting into the budget-wise. They're not making any money. And look at the fucking award shows. Look at who's sweeping. It's Afrobeat. It's world music. That's it's Latin.
What
it's
are you talking about? Killer Mike just swept all his categories at the Grammys.
And you know how the internet just uproared about that nigga winning and not Travis Scott, right?
So they was wrong. They dumb as fuck.
But they will literally sit there and look at you like you've lost your mind. Like, I know Travis Scott's Utopia is the best shit on earth.
I fuck with it, but ain't the best shit.
That shit was mid as fuck.
Exactly. Stop. I said I fuck with it, but it ain't the best shit.
But to the youth, that is the best shit.
Yeah, and the youth think everything should go their way, and it's not that way.
Nigga said the youth think everything should go their way.
They do, because, I mean, if you ask me, I would be like, all right, the next thing up right now is going to be, in hip-hop, it'll be a sexy drill wave. The whole Cash Cobain wave, I think, is the next thing going. And a lot of this country hip-hop fusion, you're going to see a lot of.
Okay, so you do understand both of those categories have a sub of hip-hop, yeah. Right? But it's not in the forefront. So that's my point. My point is it's not in the forefront anymore, and that's the problem.
Hey.
So that's why I say it's kind of clip for rap. For the traditional rap that we know of, I think it's clip for that.
If you're not there already. Because I'm excited for the new J.K. joint, J. Cole joint coming.
And if you are not there already, it's clip for that. It's going to be a lot harder for you to get in, especially with the label cuts, especially with the people in the building going.
The TikToks
are going away. The AI is now coming in. Like,
I can't stand AI.
Nigga. But it's happening. And a lot of it that I do see forecasting, it's going to be a lot of numbers. It's really going to be a number game now. Like, you really got to be able to pull, like, your fan base got to pull something for the label to actually pay attention to you. Like, you don't have
Spotify ain't even paying out like they used to. You got a certain amount of numbers for Spotify could pay you now, too.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It's like before you could, let's say you upload something on Spotify and you get whatever sense of came your way from whoever listened. Like, if I listen to it, you get like you a little sense of whatever the case may be. Now it's not even like that. Now you have a certain amount of listeners before they start paying you out. So shit's getting a little harder.
I feel like there will be some people that will rise to the top, obviously. But for the rest that lack creativity, child, good luck.
Who you got your eye on right now?
In terms of artists?
Arts-wise.
I feel like a lot of the artists that I'm finding are not signed.
Like, well, name one.
So one is Fabo. I love Fabo. I think he's fire as fuck. Jay Safari, another fire as fuck. Aaron Ray, I think he's fire as fuck. Who else? I love, in the hip hop world, I still love Benny the Butcher. I still love Benny.
I was with Butcher today. Shout out to Butcher.
Eric Bellinger, the Sirs, the Sminos, the Scissors, the Nippas. And then a lot of it, I've just been like, looking at different music and different sounds. There's some K-pop shit that's fire. Trevor Jackson has some fire. Asha and Tempest. Tempest is not signed. She's an R&B singer. She's fire. So a lot of it is like, it's not signed. You really have to actually search for this shit now. Because realistically, I hate to say it, publication-wise, it's even getting hard, too, because a lot of them are fucking dying out and being bought by everybody else.
Right? Yeah.
Fucking Complex just got bought out by fucking Network, and Noah is now returning back to Complex.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
New deal. All the old Complex singers that was there before, they're all coming back. It's the funniest thing. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I saw it on LinkedIn. I'll send it to you. I was like, wow, okay. But yeah, a lot of the artists I listen to, they're not signed. And now you kind of have to force people to discover anything. You actually have to go look for music because realistically, they're only going to show you about 7 artists. Drake, The Futures, the fucking 21 Savages, the Colds, the Kendricks. You're only going to see about 7 of these motherfuckers. And after that, you have to fight for your life.
Interesting take.
But yeah, I do think, it's clip for that. I think R&B is going to start coming in. I think alternative. R&B needs to
come back.
Absolutely, I agree. They should have been coming back. But if we have 4 bats.
I just, like we said, traditional R&B, you're not going to get your traditional R&B. They got to accept the new boys, and 4 bats are going to be considered that. That's what the you talking about them young kids that were talking about fucking Travis Scott? Mm-hmm. They consider him four best R&B. That's their R&B.
Wow. I think the Kehlani's. I love Kehlani. I'm waiting on Sir's new album. Mm. Sir's talented as fuck. He dropped two singles this year so far, and I love both of them. So let's see what happens. But yeah, I do think it's basura. I think it's clip for them.
Damn.
I do. I absolutely do. And you, I think more now more than ever, you'll need outlets like On the Radar and things of that sort to.
You have to break the talent.
Yeah. Yeah. Realistically, yeah. Yeah. Because the labels, how I see it now, the labels are going to look at y'all and be like, who's on that platform?
They already do. That's what they do now. That's why they can't call me up there. I'm like, nah, you got to stop paying me to come up there now.
So it's only going to get worse from what I see. Oh, yeah, and Tyla canceled her tour dates, including who? Tyla, the water girl.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she canceled all the tour dates, including Coachella, because she's suffering from an injury that got worse. So she's decided to not go on tour anymore and not go to Coachella.
All that water ain't do it for her.
Listen, Shorty got a Grammy off the first one. There's nothing I can say after that.
Damn.
But I do think her team is... The mere fact that they even announced this tour before an album to me is already the fuck off.
Yeah, what you gonna do, 12 one song? Yeah.
I thought that was already off.
Yeah.
But the fans are speculating that, like, she canceled the tour because of low ticket sales, which I get. It could be that. It could be that,
tickets ain't selling like what they used to around.
Nigga.
Especially in the world, we got Drake out here again. With J. Cole, you got Beyonce who about to release her joint and go on tour again. Mm-hmm. Those are the people selling right
Nicki
now.
Nicki Minaj.
Everybody, Nicki Minaj. Everybody else in between. Nobody's trying to go. We're in a recession. People have to put their money where it matters. Mm-hmm. And if you're not one of the bigger acts, it's probably going to be low ticket sales for you.
Yeah. And that's
the baby was facing that last year. Not the baby, little baby was facing that last year.
Oh, yeah. He was. Canceled tour dates and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot harder. But I also don't really, I think her team was a little overzealous putting her on a solo tour internationally or nationally. It doesn't even fucking matter.
Yeah,
I think the tour is a lot off of one single when the whole album is not out.
Not even an EP.
That part I don't get, but maybe there's a reason why. I just don't think one song is enough for an entire international tour, especially when she hasn't released an album yet. That's just me. I think the album should be dropped first to establish herself as an artist before hopping on tour. I wouldn't be mad at her opening for a bigger artist like a Drake or somebody else. Maybe not Drake, because I think Drake, that kind of, again, that goes back to the Four Bats thing, the superseding and fast track shit. I don't think that necessarily works for all artists. I think she needs to do more live stuff. I think festival circuits, etc., just so that she gets familiar in the space and that she's realistically, like you said, she's got to show people why she's worth actually buying the ticket.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good take.
She's super talented. Yeah, like, so she could perform her ass off.
I'm not going to go see you in concert for one song.
Facts. Definitely not doing that.
I don't even know. Like, what else am I singing along to?
Nope. Now, granted, she has a discography before Water, but it didn't hit the U.S. It was very popular in South Africa.
That one song had people going back to your back catalog. And maybe the numbers say that. I don't know what her numbers look like. Maybe they see an uptick in the rest of the songs.
But you're obviously going to see an uptick. Let's be fucking real. Like, yeah, if you only put Water out. Yeah.
You haven't really shown me to come see you.
Mm-hmm. Overall, I think she's super talented and can perform well, but she needs to be put out there a little bit more on the U.S. side before embarking on a whole tour.
Facts.
But that's my take. And that's it.
Damn, there's no closing?
Yeah, you want to play a pick of the week?
I get to pick something for the week?
Yeah. You want to pick a song that you want to play to close us out?
Close you out. Let me see. No, let me pick up your phone. It's total request live. I'm not going to do this just because, like, it's the platform and I'm responsible for, like, the label. But we did release this freestyle. It's JDS, what's his name? JDS Never Missing? Nah, fuck with this shit from Detroit. JDS Never Missing On the Radar Freestyle Detroit Edition. You fuck with Freddie, baby? It's my nigga. I said, where the shit be?
Yeah. Base with a go, he gon' ride with that pole. They know I'm never fucking missing, yeah. Y'all can get.
get in line just to suck me off two times. Then 4G autos mine, they pulling up like Divine. Give a fuck if this shit cap, know that this shit a vibe. Got these bitches shaking ass, know that they down to ride, yeah. I had to beat on the beat like a beast, but they know I'm gonna eat on the beat like a feast. I told these bitches retreat, but they never want leave, cause they never want to disturb the peace. I drive the top, then a star underneath. It's me, trying to go chill in the seats. I wanted a rape, but I had to go flee the scene from all the police. I'm never missing this shit like Division. If you cross me out, then I'm gonna cut you off. I'm in the kitchen, the water be whipping. I'm stirring the pot, cause they know I got sauce. I made a song just to show you I'm different. They cap on the beat like they do to us all. I made a song just to get the reaction of everyone spazzing. They know that it's all. Yeah. Check the radar, we up there. Long live Father Jah, man. Yeah. Y'all can get in line just to suck me off one time. Yeah. First it was in dollars, but now.
Alrighty then.
Oh shit. We still going?
Yeah, we're wrapping up.
Hold on. All right, hold on. Hold on, sir. Hold on. I'm finishing something up. Hold on.
Okay. Thanks, John, for coming this week.
John Nurse, you're welcome. You're
hey,
welcome.
Why do you want me to say your whole fucking government?
That's my name. My name is John.
Your Nurse. Whole government? Okay.
John
fine.
Is somebody down
thank
the block.
You
made John
so
R in the world.
John
you're
Nurse.
Welcome. Thank you for having me, Lydia.
He's so annoying.